Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and it's good to be back. If you are listening to Visible by Numbers for the first time, we explore many aspects of numerology on this show. Sometimes I teach numerology, and other times, like tonight, we explore the spiritual philosophy found in numerology. Mediumship, psychic abilities, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, channeling, and every other possible connection to spirit are easily explained by your numbers. Often people are born with these abilities and are unaware of them, or even at times confused and fearful of them. Numerology serves as a wonderful tool to help to identify them in a very real way. It's more normal than society would have you think, actually. So I want you to join me tonight as I welcome medium and spirit artist Rita Berkowitz to Visible by Numbers, and we will be discussing recognizing and developing your special connection to spirit. Hello, Rita. Welcome to Visible by Numbers. We're so happy to have you here tonight.
I'm very excited to be here. Really looking forward to tonight.
I was trying to make up a list of questions of what I wanted to talk to you about. It's just so many questions, so little time. But before we get into that, if you don't mind, I'm just going to take a moment or two, and I'm just going to kind of tell our listeners all about you, so you just got to sit back for a second, okay?
I'll sit back and relax.
Okay, you sit back and relax. I'm going to put you to work later. Anyhow.
Okay.
Okay. All right, people, so let me tell you about Rita Berkowitz. Rita's impressed large audience throughout the world by drawing portraits of loved ones from the higher side of life. She also is the author of Empowering Your Life with Angels and co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Communicating with Spirits. Rita has both studied and taught at the Arthur Findlay College in Essex, England, as well as lectured and demonstrated in colleges, New Age centers, and spiritualist churches in the United States and Canada. She is an accomplished artist who has shown her paintings and drawings throughout New England and New York. Rita is an ordained minister in the Spiritualist Church and pastor of the First Spiritualist Church of Quincy. She also is a certified medium, a master of science in psychological counseling. Rita offers private sittings, classes, and has trained many professional mediums. She is featured in ofspirit.com and thebestmediums.com, heyhouse.com. That's quite impressive right there, Rita.
Oh, thank you.
And she's also been a guest on Angels in Waiting in Los Angeles, California, as well as numerous other radio and television appearances. Now, Rita, I got to take a second because I'm not too sure, but I think someone called in. Do we have a caller online? No?
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, I called in because I couldn't find the radio station on the internet, and I was trying to get to while I'm here. Here I am on the phone.
You're trying to get directions to BBS Radio. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on the phone, and I can help you to get to just go to www.bbsradio.
No, I was on it. I just couldn't find the right, but I think I may have it now.
Okay.
But I had to turn it.
Well, we're not taking callers right at this point.
Okay.
We're probably going to be taking calls probably in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I would love to have you call back. Would you call back?
Absolutely. I'm from Canada, and yeah, I'd love to talk to you.
Okay, that's wonderful. We'll just hang on for about 15 minutes, call us back, and we'll be ready for questions then, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, Rita, one of the things that I also wanted to do before we really get into this talking and questioning sort of a thing is that I really wanted to draw numerology into, you know, trying to connect to your ability to connect to spirit and the different abilities that are found and talked about in numerology. So I'm just going to take a little moment here to talk about it. Really, numerology does identify psychic abilities, and I'm sure that we've got a lot of questions from listeners for you, but, you know, this is really kind of important to make this comparison. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm doing numerology readings for people and I adjust the meanings of specific numbers and bring into the reading their psychic abilities, you know, quite often I find that people are actually outright relieved to find a reason for spiritual experiences that they've encountered in their lifetime. And their numerology numbers validate their psychic ability and connection to spirit. And I just wanted to kind of give some examples.
Okay.
Because numbers themselves identify specific abilities. And for instance, a person with 2 energy found in their chart would be an empath and very in tune to the energy of their environment. And a person, let's say, with 2 energy just feels the energy of people, places, and things that they encounter. And there's a lot of psychic ability that would be attached to the number 2, and it really is considered to be strongly clairsentient. The number 3 speaks of clairvoyance, or the ability to see. And it was Juno Jordan, she's a renowned numerologist, who wrote, "The number 3 has a strange gift of prophecy. Being inwardly sensitive and intuitive, it often senses events before they happen. It possesses a natural psychic ability as the medium or clairvoyant." And just for an example, Sylvia Brown is a 3 life path. So that's just one little example. Now, 7 is another number that's highly clairsentient, but it also has other strong psychic abilities. And an example of a 7 life path would be Jeannie Dixon. I'm not sure if people remember Jeannie Dixon.
I do, yes.
Yes, I do too. And the number 9 is the number of the spiritual teacher. And again, this number is very psychic. There are really some current spiritual teachers in our time right now who are 9 life paths, examples being James Von Taub and John Edwards. And I've also, you know, I've been very lucky to be able to work with some really wonderful channelers and mediums and psychics, and I get to do their numerology. So I know that this is really clearly found with someone with a 9 life path as well. And we also have the number 11, which is a master number. And this number tells of an open connection to the spiritual realm, and that the person's life purpose is that of being a messenger. And it's usually they're here to do something to help humanity in some fashion. And a couple of current examples of people on this earth this time that are working with the 11 energy would be Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, and of course our guest on the show, Rita Berkowitz herself. So, you know, these are just a small example of what's being told when you truly study numerology. And you truly see what they're talking about with a spiritual connection with the numbers. And this is why I think it's really important to bring you on the show. Let's talk about, you know, the spiritual connection, because I'm sure that people have a lot of questions, because people have abilities, because almost everyone, to a certain extent, to a certain degree, has psychic abilities. Some a little bit more than others,
mm-hmm.
but everybody has got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my first question to you.
Okay.
It would be safe to assume, just like I find with numerology, that in your readings you connect and you actually point out to people their psychic abilities. You find this often in
many
your readings?
Many times, yes, yes.
Yes.
And there are times that I'll be doing a reading for somebody and you just feel, you know, you can sense, it's clairsentiently that you can experience the person has some of the same abilities that you have yourself.
Right. So it's like kind of getting the information possibly a little different way, right?
Right.
You're actually kind of feeling, tuning into their energy and picking up on their abilities, right?
When I'm doing a life reading, I'm working off of their energy. When I'm doing a spirit communication reading, then I'm connecting in a different way. But if I'm reading about them, then I would be connecting off of their energy, and that's when I could very definitely feel that they were psychic.
That's what I pretty much figured that. I thought, you know, this might be a really good time to share with our listeners the type of readings that you do, and specifically, you know, I'm fascinated with the spirit drawings that you do. So, you know, just maybe take a few minutes and tell the listeners about the type of readings that you do.
Okay, I basically offer 3 different kinds of readings. One is a life reading, which is what we just talked about, which is really about the sitter and their past, present, and future. A lot of psychology comes in with that. In other words, I will find out situations where they may have gotten stuck in their life, where they may need a little push forward, what's going on now in their life, and many times what's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. The spirit communication readings is one where we connect with deceased loved ones. Mm-hmm. And when somebody calls me, I always say to them, "How can I serve you best?" Because people call for so many different reasons. sometimes they want to connect with a very specific loved one. They're grieving. They need to know their mom is still here, mm-hmm. or their child is still here. Sometimes they're just curious, you know, who's around me, how many relatives, and situations like that, maybe 4, 5, 6 relatives will pop in and say hi and give information about themselves. Mm-hmm. So the sitter knows, in fact, who we are talking about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the information can be quite personal, very distinct, you know, even to their favorite flavor of ice cream. Other times it can be just a summation of a lot of general facts that let you know that, well, that summation is that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
And the third kind is the spirit drawing. And I am a clairvoyant, mm-hmm. and so what happens with me is, for instance, say you wanted to connect with Uncle Sam. Well, I would sit there and I set an intention out. I always pray before I begin.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask, you know, for your highest and best to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask if Sam is there, your Uncle Sam is there, let mm-hmm. me see him, let me experience him, let me feel him. I will start to describe him to you, and then I will start to sketch.
Mm-hmm.
So people have the option of whether to be totally opened, and maybe 5, 6 people will come in, and, you know, they can choose the one they want to have sketched, or no, they want to connect just with Uncle Sam, so I will draw Uncle Sam for them.
Right. Well, I just want to tell our listeners, you know, that not only on your website, which we'll give your website certainly throughout the show, but also in the books, the two books that you've written, there's wonderful, wonderful examples of this spirit art, of the picture of the person and the drawing that you did and how closely they resemble each other. It's just amazing. It must really heal people when they get that picture and they're looking
really
at
does.
Their mother or their child or their father.
It is such a healing that happens. You know, where mothers have contacted me and said, you know, you let me know my son is still with me.
Right, right.
You know, you let me know
that
he is still here, or, you know, she is still here, whoever the particular situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times when I'm doing the drawings, situations come through that are quite humorous. For instance, Saturday I was here with a young woman, and I kept drawing. She wanted to connect with her great-grandmother, who she knew quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And the great-grandmother kept telling me that she was losing her hair, yet in the sketch, the hair seemed incredibly thick. And I kept looking down at it and saying, God, it looks like a wig, you know. And I kept saying, she's talking to me about how thin her hair is, but she's very hung up on this hair being just right. And in myself, I kept trying to say, God, this looks like a wig. I need to change it. And then, in fact, the young woman said to me she always wore wigs.
There you go.
So, you know, even what looks wrong to me many times is right to the sitter.
Right.
So we have to learn to totally trust what we're getting.
Right. And I think it's really fascinating because I looked at your numerology and the artist aspects of not only what you do, but also I really found it deeply reflected in your books as well, because you do have considerable artistic talent. And
thank you.
And I thought that I love it when the numbers, when they
validate. When it all works together, yes.
Because yeah. you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, okay? Because that's talent and the gift that you have. We are going to be discussing specifically the book Communicating with Spirits, but you also wrote a book called Empowering Your Life with Angels. And again, in this particular book, what I especially enjoyed about it was the art projects, you know, that you brought into the book, such as making angel flags, angel masks, mandalas, dream pillows, even creating your own set of angel cards.
Right, yeah.
I just, you know, I love the projects, you know. I mean, so many craft projects, but, you know, making your own dream pillow. What a wonderful, wonderful idea. I thought that was wonderful. And this is such an informative book, too, because so much of it ties into a person's ability to connect with, communicate with, and receive messages from their angels and getting in touch with their psychic abilities. And equally, this book is although it's geared more for the angelic realm, it's still, you know, it's talking about how to work with your abilities and how to make that deeper connection.
It also talks about who are the angels in our life.
Mm-hmm.
It actually goes through the different realms, who are the angels in our life here on Earth,
mm-hmm.
Because I feel like angels, you know, angels are theory, essentially,
mm-hmm.
you know, We can talk about the large winged beings. We can talk about, you know, how many times has somebody said to you, you are such an angel,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we are impressed, and I believe by spirit, to do angelic things. Or our guides and our loved ones who have passed on will act as our angels, or many times our guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go on to the, you know, the master teachers and the master guides, and then the angelic realms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all working together, you know, as you were talking about the numbers working together, and it all matches up. It feels like there's just this beautiful choreography that exists between the realms to sort of get us to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, you know, some of us go kicking and screaming until we will, but, you know, they somehow managed to get us doing it.
Right. Well, it was just a wonderful book. It really was.
Thank you.
I really encourage people to check it out because I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was unique. I've read many books on angels and various different authors, and I loved that there's almost like you can take an action by empowering yourself by, you know, making the dream pillar or making, you know, an angel mask or an
mm-hmm.
angel flag. And I thought that was symbolic as well. And I thought that was just wonderful. I love that idea.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask a few more questions.
Okay.
And I think these are important things. I know that when I do numerology readings, not only do I do people's numerology, but quite often I will take the time to, If I want to suggest meditation to someone as being something that they really should pursue, I will answer questions and do my very best to give them the best possible advice to how to go about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself have studied mediumship, experienced it, and you know, I try to use a lot of my knowledge. Not only when you do a reading, you want to empower the person after the reading.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you have to be knowledgeable about, you know, communicating with spirit and these sort of things. Now, one of the things that the word sacred space, and you use that in the book,
mm-hmm.
creating a sacred space for meditation. And I myself really feel that's very important. And I thought maybe you could take a few minutes, like if someone is, you know, listening and thinking about meditating or does meditation, what is a sacred space? How do you feel about creating that? Maybe I'll take a minute and explain that.
Okay, a sacred space is a space that you are setting aside for nothing else but. And you create this space, and, you know, it can be in a corner of a room. It can be, you know, in a walk-in closet if you have that, or a whole room if you're lucky enough to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people I know have created sacred spaces in gardens. You know, if you're lucky enough to live in an area where being outdoors most of the year is a welcome thing.
You know, the snow off. Okay.
Not in New England, but, you know. And so you're creating this space, mm-hmm. and you put some of your own sacred objects in.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will put in pictures of saints, or mine has a lot of Buddhas and Kuan Yins in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite crystals that have been given to me as gifts
mm-hmm.
Are in it. I always keep fresh flowers in it. I always have candles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, it's what is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a space that you can go into and take the time where there are no other distractions, and just connect with the higher realms and connect with the divine. You know, we use the term in the book, the divine, rather than God, because not everybody likes that word. Some people want God, some want goddess, some want, you know, spirit. Some,
right.
So the divine, to me, encompasses it all.
Right, exactly.
And it's all the same as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
So it's the place where you go, where you let go
mm-hmm.
of the mundane day-to-day, and you allow yourself to be one with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it.
Are you an advocate of doing a meditation at the same time every day? Because a lot of people have, you know.
A lot of people do believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time or the discipline to do at the, you know, exactly the same time every
right.
day.
Right.
I make sure that I do my spiritual work before I meet with people.
Right.
And that I'm getting myself into a clear space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And basically the whole concept of setting up a sacred space is that this is a place where you're going to actually build up energy.
Right.
And because you're actually making it purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like synchronicity where this place is set aside to connect to the divine. And over time, this place actually has an intensified energy.
Absolutely.
And
I was just going to say that
meditations
the energy
grows. Actually can become more profound.
Right.
And much stronger, right?
You know, just as we continue our work and we grow, so does the energy of the space.
Right.
And it becomes so exciting. You know, even in my office, one part of my office is for the office work, mm-hmm. but where I do my connecting to spirit is totally separate,
mm-hmm.
and nothing else goes on there mm-hmm. but that.
Right. I actually toured a medium house down in Casadega with a good friend of mine, and it was just marvelous. He had this beautiful building that was outside of his house that was just set up specifically for reading.
Oh, how wonderful.
And he had his chair, that is exactly where he sat. No one sat in that chair but him.
Right.
And then the sitter or the person I was getting the reading sat in the other chair. And
mm-hmm.
it was just a beautiful, wonderful place for reading. So, and the other thing, you know, that we really want to bring in at this time is really about setting the intention.
Yes.
And you discussed this in both your books.
Yes,
and
setting an intention is a very, very crucial part of any spiritual work. Setting your intention means that in your, you know, whether you call it an invocation or an opening prayer,
mm-hmm.
you are setting the intention of what you are hoping to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, you know, when I talked about saying the prayer and wanting to connect with Uncle Sam,
mm-hmm.
I will, as part of my intention in my prayer, I will ask for Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
The other night in class, we did a wonderful assignment where the students were asked to connect to their guides and ask their guides to help them set a goal for the year. And so the intention was about creating the intention for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the results, when we do this, it always seems so fascinating to me because it's usually not what they thought they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so different things come in. One young man who is in the class who lost both of his parents at a very young age
mm-hmm.
came up that forgiveness was his intention for the year,
mm-hmm.
to let go of the anger and to finally forgive his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's about 40 now,
mm-hmm.
and he was a child when they both passed. So, you know, the fact that this came up now, look at the healing that's going on.
Right.
So for me, whenever I do a sitting, I set the intention that all that come is healing,
mm-hmm.
helpful, evidential, recognizable, always proving the continuity of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's a specific person, so be it. And that, you know, that the recognizability, especially because I do the drawing, is a crucial part of what I do.
Right. That's tremendous validation. That's tremendous. I've got literally tons of questions. I really do. But I do know that we probably have waiting people with questions specific for you.
Okay.
Would you mind if I opened up the line for questions?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Okay. And I am normally, whenever we have guest hosts and whatever, and you will be doing answering questions and possibly doing some readings. Yes?
Okay.
And I'm absolutely unable at this time in my recovery. I recently had surgery and whatever, and I'm not doing readings. I can't. So, you know, I'm just throwing that in there because sometimes I often throw a little bit of numerology in to our guests and to the people that call in, but this is all going to be all on you because I'm resting, okay?
Okay.
So I want to give the numbers to open up the lines, and in the event that somebody, especially that caller early on, if you want to call back, we're here. So the numbers are calling toll-free in the United States, 1-877-876-5227. Calling toll-free from Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And we've got a caller. So I just
hi, it's Terry calling Allison.
Hey Terry, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
Rita, this is Terry.
Hi Terry. How are you?
Hi Rita. I'm great. How are you?
Very good.
Good. I just wanted to see if I could ask a question.
Please.
and check in with who's around me now.
Okay. Okay. Just tell me your first. It's Terry, yes?
It's Terry.
Okay.
Yes.
The first person I'm seeing around you is a man I want to say is just a little bit taller than average height. It feels to me that his hair is combed back. His nose has sort of a blunt tip as I'm experiencing him. Eyes, eyebrows look like they're just a little bit shorter and almost rectangular eyebrows. It doesn't feel like there's much of an arch. And it feels to me that the eyes are lighter in color. His weight seems to be of average height. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And as I'm feeling him, I'm experiencing some discomfort in the midsection of my body that would have taken him over to the higher side of life. I have to say, I love this man's personality because he was a happy man.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, making other people happy. He's got a big grin on his face, making other people happy, chit-chatting back and forth, sort of, you know, to use today's terms, raising the vibration was part of this man's job when he was around other people.
Yes.
I do feel like he was a good talker. He's a very intelligent man. And I'm feeling that he was a very affectionate man, but also very respectful. As I said, he was affectionate. He also let me know he was very respectful. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That sounds like my father.
Okay. And I just want to say that he's coming in right now to you because he says you've been opening the books. You understand?
Yes.
And you've been studying. And he's watching you do this studying. And he's absolutely thrilled with what you're doing. He's, you know, I almost feel like he didn't know you had it in you to be quite that intense. You understand?
Yes,
and,
I do.
So he's just so excited with what he is seeing you do. And I keep feeling lots of encouragement coming from the higher side. Now, he's giving you a piece of pie. Tastes very good. It tastes, it's got a lot of cinnamon in it, so I'm going to say it's probably apple. But I feel like, you know, I'm not 100% sure that it's apple, but I feel like he's giving you this piece of pie and just say, okay, take a little something for yourself, and then you can go back to work.
Oh, isn't that cute? That would be just like him.
Okay, so I'm going to leave you with his love and the blessings of Infinite Spirit.
Oh, thank you so much, Rita.
You are so
thank
welcome.
You, Allison.
Thank you for calling, Terry.
You're so sweet. Okay, have a good one.
Okay.
Good night.
Wow, I got so involved in that, I totally forgot where I was in our interview.
I
was, like, right there with you. I felt myself having to pull myself back because I was, like, going there. That was interesting. Okay. Wow. That was a really good reading.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay. One thing that I find fascinating, well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Oh, we have Kathy. Kathy. You have a question for Rita.
Yes, I did. First of all, I wanted to thank her for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I really have been enjoying the show. I would like to just ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
First of all, if you would have any kind of a feel or an idea of the new direction that I'm going to be taking, if you could narrow it down. And I'd really be interested in finding out who is around me.
Okay. Firstly, I want to go to who's around you because I was seeing a dark-haired man around you, and it feels like a younger man. Nice-looking. Now, spirit can always show themselves at any age, but this man, I'm feeling, and I'm getting a pain on my right side. So, and I feel like I want to go almost peer level. Do you understand this man?
Mm.
You don't, do you?
No.
That's okay. I'm still feeling him around you because the minute you started talking, I started to see this very nice-looking, dark-haired man. I'm not going to say he's a spirit guide. I'm feeling that this is somebody who would have known you in what feels to me like a school vibration. So sometimes our old buddies come in, and we don't even know that they're gone. But I'm feeling that I'm getting a pain in the liver. So I'm feeling that that's where he would have had his problems. The man, as I'm describing him, looks to me to be about 5'10", 5'11", I don't want to even go to 6 feet tall, dark, wavy hair, very Mediterranean looking. And as I'm experiencing him, I'm feeling that he was somebody who was a little bit of a jokester and a little bit of a charmer when he was here on the Earth plane.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to think back on him. You may have to look back in your yearbook and go, oh, my God, okay? But this is how I'm seeing him. Now, as far as your direction...
If I named his name, would he shake his head?
Yeah.
Jimmy
Mastronardi? I'm getting tingles all through me.
Jimmy Mastronardi?
I didn't. I'm not getting the last name, but when you said Jimmy, I got tingles
Jimmy, all through me. Okay.
Okay? And what I'm experiencing in as far as the direction goes is you're a very natural healer. And everything I'm feeling is that I keep feeling like you're taking a step forward and then you're taking back, then two forward, then one to the side. So I feel like you're almost hedging it. You understand?
Right.
Are you there with me?
Yes, I understand.
And I keep getting the sense that they are telling you to really move forward. Do you work? I don't like to ask questions. I'm getting the sense that you're very good at working with people. You understand?
Yes. Right.
And that people will tell you that just talking to you makes them feel a whole lot better.
Right.
And so I keep feeling that Spirit's trying to encourage you to use your natural gifts to help people in a very healing way. Now, as far as I'm concerned, all kinds of readings are healings. So I feel like you can do a combination of the two, both hands-on as well as doing readings. You understand?
I've been contemplating making jewelry that would have healing crystals and based on...
There you go. There's your healing.
Based on individual people's needs.
Exactly.
The bracelet would be designed for them.
Right. The healing is so crucial for who and what you are that Spirit's saying, just go for it.
Thank you.
So part of it will be the interview that you'll do with the people.
Right.
And part of it will be absolutely intuitive.
Right.
And I wish you tremendous luck.
Thank you. One more question.
Yeah.
I have a birth grandmother that I never met.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility of connecting with her by any chance?
Yeah, as you said that, and what came into my mind is a woman that's moderate height, a little bit slimmer in the build. As I'm experiencing her, I'm feeling like the hair is a medium tone of brown, and it feels to me that the hair would have a slight frizz to the texture. It's
uh-huh.
not straight hair.
Okay.
And it's the kind of hair that on a humid day just grows, if you understand what I mean by
right.
that.
Yes.
And it looks to me like her features, her nose is not small, but it's narrow. And very nice cheekbones on her. And names are not my forte, but I am getting an M name with her. And I feel like she's around you. She checks in on you. I don't feel like she's intrusive,
right.
but I feel like she very definitely checks in on you quite often.
Right.
And there's something going on with either her feet or your feet right now. And I want to go to your feet, she's telling me.
Okay.
That I feel like... they're just a little achy. You understand?
Yes.
And I almost get the sense that she's talking about getting your feet massaged, reflexology, something like that.
Right.
Because you need them to get... we all hold our stress in different places. You hold yours in your feet.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's funny because my feet have never been swollen, and they have... had a tendency for the last couple of months to be swollen on the top, and the bottom of my toes have been bothering me.
Well,
so
I'm sitting here, and this is what she's letting me know.
Wow.
And so I get the sensations, and all of a sudden I was sitting here and my shoes felt too small.
Yeah. It's
okay.
True.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to leave you with her love, as well as
so
Jimmy,
much.
And the blessings of Infinite Spirit. God bless you.
Thank you for calling,
God bless
Kathy.
You, too, and thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Okay, and I believe you're an angel.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you are too.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was a wonderful reading.
Thank you. Have some good guides working here.
Yeah, well, good for them. The one thing I think is very interesting, and I'm going to get this in even if we do have a caller. I call. Can you just hold on for a second?
Sure.
We'll be right with you. The clairaudience, clairvoyance, and clairsentience.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes when people are born with this innate ability, they don't even realize they're doing it.
Right.
You know, oftentimes I'll say to someone, you know, what does it sound like to hear voices in your head, to hear a message, hear someone say something to you telepathically? And I tell them, you know, I want you to say A, B, C, D, E, F, G out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it out loud. And then I say, now say it without saying it. Just say it in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still hear it? And they go, yes, I do.
Right.
And then I point out to them, well, that is how you would get a message. But it wouldn't necessarily sound like your voice. It would sound like something kind of
out
of the
blue. Right. When it's clear audience, it sounds like the communicator's voice.
Right. And clairvoyance is another thing that people get a little confused, you know. People consider them that they're daydreaming. They see those little pictures in there on that little screen off to the, I see it, you know, on your right up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you see, all of a sudden you realize that you're watching this little movie in your head. And people don't realize, and one thing I say to them is I want you to hold your hand out and look it in front of you. Now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to see that hand.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're seeing that hand, quite often you're actually getting impressions. That's how clairvoyance would come through.
Right.
I mean, that's how I try to communicate to people so that they...
And to some of my advanced students, when we're talking about clairvoyance, when we do a meditation, I say, breathe into the clairvoyance, see the room in front, keep with your eyes staying closed, see the room in front of you,
mm-hmm.
see the room behind you, see it to either side.
Right.
Go out into the parking lot, go out, you know, and we've actually done distant viewing.
Right, right, yes.
By, you know, extending that piece of clairvoyance to distant viewing, the same thing happens a communicator comes in. And, you know, I feel like sometimes they're sitting next to me in the car, or I'll see the person sitting here, you know, sitting in the chair,
mm-hmm.
or as, you know, your people were here, I'm seeing against the wall, even, you know, I look at a blank spot on the wall, and all of a sudden that person will just appear to me.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, you know, I just wanted to bring that up, and I just wanted to say that specifically in the book, you know, I found that your explanations about all of those things, as well as, you know, the complete gamut, the whole list of telepathy and psychometry and all of that. It was really a wonderful, well-written book.
Thank you.
Right. All right, caller. Who's calling?
Hello, this is Molly. How are you, Allison?
I'm good. You have a question for Rita.
Yes. Did I hear you all say that she's an 11 life path?
No, she's not an 11 life path, but she does have 11 energy.
Oh, okay. Okay, I have a question about like buzzing type in ears. Is that kind of opening up? Like
it, you know, it really depends. You know, I mean, there's sometimes people have a certain problem in their ears called tinnitus, which is a buzzing in the air too. My experience is that when I'm opening up, it's a strange sensation. I don't hear a buzzing. It's a strange sensation of opening up, and then it's just like, it's like opening, you know, when the visuals are much easier for me to describe. When you open your shades in the morning and the light comes in,
mm-hmm.
well, the same thing happens in your inner ear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay? So that's how I experience clairaudience.
Oh, okay.
It's so all of a sudden, it's just like my inner ear opens up and it's light.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. And do you see any kind of anything from my spirit guides or anything about my direction coming
okay.
up?
Okay, you know, when you started asking about your direction, all of a sudden I felt the drums beating. So I really got a good, intense sensation with you of really moving forward. There's no holding you back.
There's
no holding you back. I have to say that if somebody tried to hold you back, they'd hear from you. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a very strong energy, and it feels to me that I almost feel like no matter what you do, but I am experiencing writing as part of what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And I feel like part of it has to do with writing short pieces. So you may find that over the internet, you are going to be writing pieces that are going to go to a lot of people. You know,
okay.
like writing, not like a newsletter,
uh-huh.
but almost, it feels more like a statement or a reading for the day or that kind of a thing.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
But it feels like, you know, it feels like that's going to help be how you're going to spread your wings.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to thank you. You did a spirit portrait for me, I think it was last year, and it's wonderful.
Oh,
it was
thank
of my
you.
Husband, so it was a great portrait, and you did a couple things, like a little scar on his chin and everything, and it was amazing. So you're very, very good.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for that feedback. It means a lot.
Thank you, Rita. Thanks, Allison.
Bye-bye.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that's wonderful.
That is.
That is wonderful. I know with the clairaudience, the buzzing in the ears and the ringing in the ears and all of that, you know, that's a little bit confusing for people. I remember one time I thought it was a long time ago, but I'll never forget the day. I was actually tired, and I wanted to just lay down and take a nap, and I was actually listening to this fabulous music, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, but there's no radio on. There was nothing outside that could have been the music, but it was just this wonderful symphony that was in my head, and I don't know why, but I wasn't concerned. I was like, okay, well,
that's beautiful.
I think I'll just lay here and listen. And I actually was upset with myself for not knowing how to write music or to be able to write it down because it was so fabulous. It was just an amazing piece, and I just laid there and I listened to it, which
was this incredible music that comes in from the angelic realms,
right?
As well as, you know, there are times, and this may sound very funny, but there are times that I will tune into a radio station, so I'm picking up radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
So that can happen also.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can pick up, you know.
Right.
Sometimes I say, okay, guys, I want to go to sleep. But but when that music comes in, that's
right.
Glorious. That's just magnificent.
It was. It really was. I believe we have another caller, Rita. So just who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name's Dennis.
Hi, how are you? You have a question for Rita.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Can I hear your name again?
Dennis.
Dennis, okay.
Yeah.
And your name and your question, Dennis?
Rita did a reading for me. I wanted to know if who's around me right now.
I did a reading for you already, you're saying?
Yeah, my name's Dennis Beauty.
Okay. I read for your name sounds familiar to me. I do read for a lot of people. Who's around you right now? I'm feeling a woman that's coming in from the higher side of life, and as I'm experiencing her, she feels to me that she's got softer gray hair, and her skin is fair. She has gentle cheekbones. They're not overly strong. They're gentle cheekbones. A little bit soft in the face. I'm feeling just the neck feels to me that there's just a little bit of loose skin on the neck. As I'm experiencing her, she's a lady who would have liked to dress very nicely. And I'm seeing beads around her neck and, you know, a very nice, I want to say proper dress. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And as I'm experiencing her, there's a tremendous amount of love coming from this woman for you. I just keep feeling that she wants to reach out and touch you. And I have to say, Dennis, I'm feeling that you feel spirit around you quite often, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And so she's letting me know that that you feel her as well as other people, because I'm also feeling a young person, a young female person around you too. You understand?
Yes, I do.
And she's coming in, and she's got the most beautiful eyes and very pretty soft hair that seems to be lighter in color. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
And so, and I feel like she reaches out, and I just feel like she wants to hug you. Is this a daughter?
No.
But you understand who the young woman is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. There's just so much love from her to you. It's amazing.
Yeah, that makes complete sense to me.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
So they're both here around you. I feel like, honestly, Dennis, I feel like if I could hang out with you for a while, we could probably bring a few more people. You've got a lot of spirit around you. And you've also got some very strong guides around you.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on with me.
Okay, so there's a lot of powerful energy around you. I have to say that one of the things that I'm feeling that Spirit's trying to tell me for you is that they are keeping you strong. I almost feel like they've got you by either arm and they're holding you up. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're giving you, whatever the situation is that's going on around you, they're giving you a lot of strength to get through it.
Yeah. I had a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it paralyzed me about 8 months ago.
I'm sorry. Well, they're giving you a lot of strength to make it through because they're holding you up. I'm actually seeing two native men wearing eagle feathers, and eagle feathers are very strong medicine for me, and they're holding you up. So you've got some good people around you that are working with you.
Think positive.
Yeah, think very positive.
Very positive. You think positively, you're going to be better, and everything's going to resolve. Just be very positive.
And you sound good.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's just as you said, I can sense them around me holding me up, and it really helps.
Good. Wonderful.
Good.
Okay,
thank you, Rita.
God bless you, Dennis, and I'm going to keep
calling,
you in my
Dennis.
Thoughts and prayers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Well, before we take any more calls, I really want to talk a little bit about the book, just so that people know what can be found. I mean, both books are wonderful. The Angel book is just wonderful in itself. But when we're basically talking about connecting to spirit, the other book really gets into just about everything you can possibly fathom. That's what I loved about it. You know, actually, you know, one of my favorite numerology books is The Idiot's Guide to Numerology.
They are great books.
I have to say, it was well-written, well-rounded. It covered everything beautifully. There was nothing left out. And it really, for a beginner book to learn numerology, I would highly recommend it because it's a very good starter book. And I really believe that, you know, the same can be said for your book.
Thank you.
It covers auras, dreams. I thought the near-death chapter was particularly interesting. I know in my life, my mother had a near-death experience, and, you know, I kept saying to her, you know, don't take my word on it. You know, look it up on the internet, read a book, because, you know, they'll help to explain to you, you know, what it is, what you experienced. It'll make sense for you, and you'll find that you're not alone and that there's other people that have experienced that.
Yeah, there's many websites, I believe, that you know, people that have experienced near-death experiences can communicate with each other about what they've experienced.
Right, exactly. And I thought that was, I was really happy to see that in there. That you have exercises to teach you to see your own aura, and explaining the colors of the aura. Now, I have to say, you know, the little bit that you mentioned about numerology, we're going to have to expand on that.
Okay.
I was like, no, we need more. But you mentioned numerology and astrology and tarot and just about everything in that book. And dreams. Wonderful, wonderful chapter, I thought, on dreams. Because everyone says, I had the weirdest dream last night. And I think the part about, you know, like when we want spirit communication, when we have a problem in our life, or let's say, you know, we intuitively feel a certain way about something, and we just want a little bit of validation to set the intention before you go to sleep for that particular dream.
Right, and for that particular dream or that particular communicator.
You get that message, and
yes.
I thought that chapter was wonderful. So before we take this caller, because I know we got another caller, I heard a beep. Hold on, and we'll be right with you. Rita, can you please take a moment and let our listening audience know, number one, where they can get a hold of your books, and what your website is, and any other information that you might want to give them?
Okay. The book can be gotten at Borders or Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and a lot of the New Age bookstores. And my website is www.thespiritartist.com. And if they'd like to call me, it's 781-826-8107.
Wonderful. And all of that information can be found if you look at the show info segment of Visible by Numbers on the main page of VBS.com. And you can actually, you know, check all that stuff out there as well because your biography is there and your information. Okay, caller. Hi. Sorry for keeping you waiting. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Rita?
Yes, please.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi. Great, Rita. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just wondering, as far as my direction, and if you pick up with anybody around me.
Okay, firstly, you know, I have to say for some reason I'm feeling incredible music around you. And I just keep feeling that, I know that, you know, we were talking about music a few minutes ago, but I just keep feeling that music is very much a part of your life. Do you understand that?
Yes, I love music.
And that it inspires you. And I feel like no matter what you are doing, there has to be music as part of it. Music has to be there. So I want to mention that to you. I feel like, you know, I feel like you have a very good mind. And honestly, Julia, I'm feeling like almost anything that you set your mind to doing, you do well. You understand?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And so it feels like as far as a specific direction, it has to be mentally orientated. You have to be able to use your mind. You have to be able to have a challenge. I'm getting the sense that you can work as well with numbers as you can with people. So you could do business if you wanted to, but I feel like you want to do something that's a little bit more fun. You understand?
Yes.
And so it feels to me that you want to put your creativity, your music, and working with people all together. And all of a sudden I'm hearing crystal bowls. So I don't know if you have any, but if you don't, you may want to consider getting some.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Now, who is around you? Let me just see this. First person that I'm seeing around you feels like a taller gentleman. I'm feeling like he has a pretty good head of hair on him. I'm feeling as I'm experiencing him that the hair is straight and that there's still a decent amount. So it feels like it's a little bit more silver in tone. He feels to me that, you know, he has a little bit, I don't want to call it a stronger nose, but I want to call it a slightly longer nose, and that the face feels like it's a little bit longer, a little bit thinner. Do you understand?
Yes.
And as I'm experiencing him, I'm getting a lot of pain in my chest before he passed over to the higher side of life.
Yes.
So he's, you know, I feel like he doesn't want to talk about his pains, but it's just as a means of identification.
Okay.
But this man also had an extremely good mind, you understand. And that if he sat down to figure something out, he just didn't stop until it was done. You understand?
Okay.
And so I feel like he's bringing that kind of intensity to you to really do this work and to really figure out things. There's some kind, you have such a great way of analyzing things, and I feel like he's bringing that, again, that intelligence to you. So it feels like whatever you're going to be doing, it feels like I'm going to be bringing in more than one talent. I feel like almost three or four talents being brought in together to work with people and to bring them forward in their own lives.
Do you feel this?
Rita, I really sincerely apologize. I know that you actually have another person for this individual, but we only have like a minute left of the show. So I'm going to have to ask you to kind of wind up the reading
so that
we can close the show. And I sincerely apologize if perhaps you might want to share that information with her through an email or something later. That would be great. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with his love and a lot of excitement in your life ahead.
Thank you very much.
God bless
you. Thank you, both of you. God bless. Good night.
Thank you for calling. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I hate doing that, but we would have gotten cut off anyhow.
Uh-huh.
And I really didn't want to get cut off without, you know, at least being able to wind down the show. And I really was thrilled to have you on the show. So much information. Wonderful readings, Rita.
Thank you.
Just wonderful. And I encourage everyone to please check out Rita's website. And I want to just take this to that final chapter in your book where you talked about connecting beyond yourself for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And that using the power of love and goodness, and that we all should send healing to the earth.
Oh, yes.
To the parts of the earth with problems, to people that we love.
And earth in general right now.
Right. We need to be doing that.
Yes.
And also send love to the people that we don't necessarily get along with.
Yes.
And that was just a wonderful, beautiful way to close the book. And I really absolutely enjoyed reading it.
and truly enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, well, good night. Good night, everyone. We'll be back again next week with Visible by Numbers. Good night, Rita.
Good night.